where loyalist paramilitary organisations are going to start working towards disbandment. A new loyalist peace process initiative is due to be launched today. The new loyalist community council is expected to have the backing of three main loyalist paramilitary groups, the UDA, the UVF and the Red Hand Commando. Tony Blair's former chief of staff, Jonathan Powell, will attend the launch of the initiative, which is being called Unfinished Work. Winston Irvine from the PUP is with us today. Good morning to you, Winston.
Good morning, Stephen.
So, are loyalist paramilitary organisations going to disband?
Well, I think this is a very important and highly constructive leadership move taken by those involved in today's initiative. I think people need to be congratulated for helping to make that possible. Look, we all know that peace processes move incrementally. They move in stages. They're dependent on mood, opportunity and circumstance. And I think today, given the significance of the date, you know, this day 21 years ago, loyalists declared and announced a cessation of violence, a permanent cessation of hostility, and issued an apology to all innocent victims. And I think this initiative today represents a further significant milestone in this process. Look, I think this is about transition. I think today is about increasing the impetus and the momentum within the loyalist community. I think the initiative will help accelerate that process of transition and will help to navigate Northern Ireland's transition and transformation from conflict to a more successful conclusion.
What's going to happen today?
Well, I don't wish to compromise the embargo that has been placed on the initiative. So, you know, I'd be careful not to compromise that. But I think what you will see is an announcement that will set out a plan, set out concrete proposals that will be aimed at preventing the use of violence, that will be aimed at reducing the impact of paramilitary activity on communities. And I think, in essence, you know, people recognise and accept that, you know, a normal society is one without paramilitary organisations. And I think this initiative is an important step towards that normalisation of our society.
And is this, Winston, about loyalist paramilitaries finally leaving the stage? Is that what this is about?
Well, I think what it's essentially designed to do is to bring a coherence and a greater cohesion within the loyalist community. I think it's about attempting to address the fragmented and fractured relationships and about building the capacity for loyalism to provide a greater capacity in order to make a very positive role. I think this is about people setting out a very positive agenda with a plan.
Yeah, but what's all that mean in the real world?
Well, like I said, you know, I don't wish to sort of get into the detail of today's announcement before the embargo is lifted, but I know other commentators have already said that, you know, educational underachievement is a core strand. I know that.
But is the end game an end to paramilitary structures, Winston? Is that the end game here?
Well, I think it's the end game for all of us, Stephen. I think we all want to see and then the paramilitary groupings. I think we want to see a normal age society that is without paramilitary organisations. That has to be every right-thinking person's goal. But, you know, none of us are naive or unrealistic to think that we're just going to turn a switch and this is going to go off. You know, for many, we haven't even had the honest discussion about this issue yet. You know, and Republicans in particular, I think, are struggling really badly about facing up to the reality of Republican paramilitary activity.
The cynic might say this is about money. This is about loyalists looking grants to go away.
Well,
loyalists looking grants to put their balaclavas away.
Well, anybody who has been looking grants or looking money will be sorely disappointed because this process has been going on for 18 months and there's not a single penny on the table. So, you know, clearly, this isn't about money. This is more about intent. It's about positive intent. It's about transforming people and communities and setting out a positive agenda. And I think it should be welcomed. Any move that contributes to a more peaceful and stable society must be welcomed.
Is there no expectation that there'll be an application to Europe for grants?
Well, I've heard, again, you know, people mixing two processes together. If people wish to put forward proposals and put forward projects and initiatives to be supported by European funding, you know, people are quite entitled to do that. In fact, you know, I would encourage them to do that. That's what the money is for. But this is not the process, driven by money. It's about intention. It's about bringing together cohesion.
Let me bring in Ned in West Belfast. Go ahead, Ned.
Hello. I'm delighted to hear that you are going to go on the road to peace. When are you going to decommission your arms?
Say again, Ned.
When are you going to decommission your arms? Well, give up the guns.
And that's the question you have for the loyalist paramilitaries. Brian Rowan broke this story with us just a number of days ago. What do you expect to happen today, Brian?
Well, Winston has set out some of the detail. I understand that loyalists will meet among each other. They'll then meet Jonathan Powell. They're going to have this news event around 3 o'clock this afternoon. And, Winston Irvine has made this comment about addressing this fragmented and fractured situation within loyalism. And he mentioned the ceasefire and the combined loyalist military command ceasefire announcement of 21 years ago, when we had a joined up loyalism working together. The story of loyalism beyond 2000 for a number of years was feuding, and I understand that someone on the loyalist leadership went to the MLA David McNary about 18 months ago to talk to him about the concern within the loyalist community that there was further fracturing, that there was the potential for a very dangerous situation. And so today loyalism comes together under the umbrella of this loyalist community council, bringing together again those groups who were behind and who built the ceasefire initiative of 1994, the UDA, the UVF, the Red Hand Commando, and others who were there given political advice and analysis at that stage. So we wait to see what the detail of it is, Stephen. There's this buzzword, demobilisation, which is about going away and a final exit. But as Winston Irvine said there a moment ago, you just don't switch this on and off. There is no magic wand that will make these organisations disappear quickly.
Do you know if they're looking money, if they've applied for grants?
Well, as I understand it, Stephen, there was a funding possibility explored in Norway. There was some talk that there would be some offices and some jobs, either full-time or part-time, to go alongside this project. That funding hasn't materialized, so Winston Irvine is right when he says there's not a dime on the table. And Peter Sheridan, the former assistant chief constable, was involved in some of the early meetings of this project, and now separately, I suppose, in a second initiative or in a side initiative, is talking with a wide range of loyalists about what a final exit, a final transition, a final leaving of the stage might look like, how that would be measured and verified and benchmarked. How it would be proofed, if you like, what would be the tangible proof that this time it was for real, and how all of that would be funded. And that may lead, Stephen, to a European funding application in the early part of next year. But that, as it's been explained to me now, is a kind of separate side, second element to all of what is going on at this time.
And of course, a big week, Brian, because the talks, of course, which we've been talking about the talks for quite a long time now, and a report coming out soon on paramilitary activity in Northern Ireland.
Yeah, and I think the talks are kind of jogging on the spot until that report is considered by the Secretary of State. Then it plays into the talks. The parties will have a read at it, look at it, see what it adds up to, see what it means, see does it is it in line with the assessment that the Chief Constable gave publicly a number of weeks ago when he talked about individual members of the IRA being involved in the Kevin McGuigan murder when he said that there was still an IRA leadership structure there. He set that leadership structure very much in a peace management role. There was no suggestion of, procurement, arms procurement, training, recruiting, any of that. This MI5 and PSNI intelligence assessment that has been asked for, Stephen, is not just about the IRA. It's about the loyalist organizations as well. And then what needs to happen beyond that panel report? Do we need to have another monitoring process? The parties are being asked, can they put their name to an all-party strategy which ends the impact of paramilitary activity on communities? And when we talk about those organizations still being there in some shape and form, Stephen, I think they're questions for those in government and high politics who were part of the development of this peace process. And Tony Blair's chief of staff, Jonathan Powell, is going to be here today as part of that loyalist initiative being announced, because I think in the rush to history, they ran past many issues, including how you bring about this demobilisation and this final going away of all of these organisations.
Fran, thank you very much indeed.